represent this station it was just on. I missed the call. I was changing lanes driving. This is W4, Foxtrot, Hotel, Juliet. Name is Gene. Over. And I've heard W4FHJ out.
Calling station. This is Kilo Oscar 4, November. November Uniform Echo.
UOE. I'm not sure that's right. I know you gave it distinctly, but I still tend to forget them real quick. Name is Gene, G-E-N-E. Call is W4FHJ. That's Foxtrot, Hotel, Juliet. So, and I'm mobiling along, going on a service call. I'm in the alarm business. This W4FHJ, back to you.
Did you say Gene?
Gene, Golf, Echo, November, Echo, Gene.
Well, this is Chad, stationed up here in Liberty, South Carolina, and I was testing out my radio when you picked up the call, and I've got a few things I'm trying to straighten out, but that's why it took me a little bit to get back to you. But anyway, I appreciate you trying and coming back, but where'd you say you was located?
Right now I'm mobiling in Greer. I'm well familiar with Liberty, though. I do a lot of service work all over the place, and Liberty is one of them. I got a good bit in 6 Mile and in that area, so there you go. Right now I'm going the opposite direction. I'm going toward Union, not all that way, but in that direction. Over.
Well, you know, today is Friday, so don't get too far out and take you too long to get home.
Man, tell me about it. I know what you mean there. Traffic is terrible where I am right now, and it's here in the middle of the afternoon. Of course, on Friday, a lot of people get off early and go home, so that accounts for some of it. Tad, I think you said your name was Tad. That's Tango Alpha Delta, T-A-D. Was that it? Over.
Charlie, Hotel Alpha Delta.
Ah, roger that, Chad. Okay. I'll make the correction in my mind if it says that. That's the way it goes. How long have you been around on this 2-meter repeater?
License a couple months ago, and so I guess maybe a month or so, but just in case, you know, for your information, when I was born in 72, Mom and Dad couldn't come to an agreement on what to name me, so one day the neighbor came over, and she had been watching a soap opera, and I forget the name of the soap opera, but they had an actor in there, and his name was Chad Everett. So she convinced Mom and Daddy to name me Chad, so I'm actually named after Chad Everett, some kind of movie star. I looked him up one time, and he's quite handsome, but I didn't get any of the good looks, but that's how I come about with my name.
Well, that's interesting as all get out. This W4FHJ. Yeah, very good, Chad. My goodness. I was misnamed. My parents named me Gene, but it should have been Eugene. E-U-G-E-N-E. Reason being, you see, Eugene means literally well-born. That is the idea of nobility and so forth. But Gene just means born. I was just born. That's all it is to it. Nothing noble about it. So there you go. I tell that little story when sometime when people ask, well, is your real name Eugene? I said, no, it's just plain out old Gene.
Gene, that's hilarious. That's a good story, man. I'll have to remember that one. Well, you know, from time to time people ask me, hey, are you akin to this high tower or are you akin to that high tower? And I usually tell them, well, if they got money and they're rich, then no, I'm not related to them. for a living, then yeah, I'm probably related to them.
Yeah, you got a good story there, too. Did I hear you check in the 0161 net?
46610, Susan's head.
Affirmative.
You checked in last night, I believe.
Yeah, I thought I heard you last night. I check into that, too. When I say 0161 repeater, that confuses people here lately. I say lately, but anyway, confuses people. Because I go way back many, many years and got my license in, when did I? I can't remember, in the 50s. And I've been on 6 meters around here for 30 or 35 years or something like that. Back in those days, we gave the repeater input frequency as well as the output frequency. We just said 0161. In other words, we transmit on 146.01, receive on 146.61. We just called it 0161. But I notice that nobody ever uses that exact terminology anymore. So that's what I meant by that. I got to get out of that habit.
Oh, I don't think that's a bad habit. I just think that's, that's just the way you did it. And I wouldn't change anything. I just, just tell them, hey, back in the day, this is the way we did it, and that's why I say it that way. And I don't think it's that big of a deal, but. Anyway, Gene, did you say you were in the heating and air business?
It's W4FHJ. What was that last question, Chad? I missed it.
For NUE station ID. I said, did you say you were in the heating and air business?
I'm missing something. Evening, it sounded like you said evening air, but I... No, anyway, let me go ahead and make a correction. No, I was in the alarm, burglar and fire alarm business. Burglar and fire alarm.
And, Gene, I miscopied. And that's what I was asking, if you were in the heating and air business or in the air conditioner business. But I remember you telling me now you were in the alarm business. So, anyway, I guess your business is fixing to get real busy.
No, I hadn't seen much change in it in years and years. I went in the business, and I think it was about 1988, I guess. And I hadn't seen much change anywhere. But there might be more bumpy railroad track there. Yeah, okay, I missed what you said about heating and air. Okay, heating and air. But no, I don't do any of that. I interface with those folks on fire systems when duct detectors that they put in, when the smoke gets in the duct detector, the ducts, they're sending an alarm. And I tie in to take that alarm and transmit it to the central station. But that's my only tie-in with them.
That's interesting. So, anyway, I am, my name is Chad. Today I'm stationed in Liberty, South Carolina. And actually, home of residence is in Capabella. And 27 years military, retired, and I'm just trying to enjoy the hobby. And so far, I'm having a really good time. My my cousin got his license a couple of days ago, and I'm really enjoying that because I can talk with him and spend time with him, and that makes me feel good. So yeah, we're really enjoying it.
Yeah, Chad, I think yesterday or the day before, so the last few days, I think I remember you you two talking, you and your, did you say your cousin? I remember that now. Didn't remember his call or anything. He retired military. What branch of the service?
Side. And, yeah, so my cousin, he went and took his exam a month or two after I did mine, and he's, got an unusual call sign, and sometimes it's hard for me to get it out of my mouth, because it's so unique, but I guess they just go down the alphabet somehow and just pick letters and out there, and then you get what you get. But he thinks it's a tongue twister, but I think it's just absolutely neat.
Okay, I've gone through three calls. I think my first one was a K6. In California in early 50s. Not early, let me see. Probably 55, 56. And I'm retired from the military too. It's a Coast Guard. I only got 4 years active in the Coast Guard, but I got 30. Reserve time and so forth. Some of that was Navy CBs, some of it was National Guard, some of it was regular Naval Reserve and that type thing. And retired about 10 years ago from Duke Power. So I'm an oil codger. But I'm still living.
And I appreciate your service. And this is KO4NUE. Gene, I'm going to have to let you go. I got somebody that's fixing to pull up and visit with me for a little bit. So I'm going to have to let you go. But it was a pleasure talking to you, and I appreciate you taking the time out of your day to listen to somebody like me. So... sir, you have a wonderful day, and I'm 7-3 on your final.
Oh, Roger, real good talking with you, meeting you and everything, Chad. We'll be looking forward to talking with you some more. One little quick comment before you go. I don't know where you've heard of TARG, Tri-County Amateur Radio Group, but they're centered around 6 Mile and so forth. So if you meet up with some of those boys, you might be interested in that group. I'm a member of it. That's all I got. 73rd. Talk with you later. W4FHJ Clear.
G7ILP from the UK. Cool. And Phil, I'm standing by.